Yeah.
Sunday and Monday, hopefully also Tuesday, but I cannot promise, you know. I also Sunday and Monday for sure be in there. Yes, there's no question.
You have to. Tuesday you have to, because my father wants to be here then.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Matsilim, Adam Avadia. Yes?
Lights, camera, action.
Great. בעזרת השם, we're dedicating the שיעור לעילוי נשמת יצחק בן ברוך. תהא נשמתו צרורה בצרור החיים לעד. So, we are in Torah למד זין, part דלת, למד זין 37, אבל יש שני בחינות צדקה. But there are two aspects of charity. כי יש צדקה בחוץ לארץ, there is charity outside of Eretz Yisrael, ויש צדקה בארץ ישראל, and there is charity in Eretz Yisrael. וצדקת ארץ ישראל and the charity of Eretz Yisrael היא גדולה ולמעלה מצדקת חוץ לארץ, is greater and higher than charity of outside of Eretz Yisrael. How many tzaddikim were praising the charity of the holding, keeping the Beit Midrash of the tune of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, how important it is, and how many yeshivot and connected themselves to Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, and by that pulling salvation, yeshuot, to the people outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu said once that there is a land that in that land contains, is included from all of other lands, and there is a city, but that city is included, contained inside of itself, all of the rest of the city, and in that city there is a house, but that house is included, all of the houses, and in that house there is a person, but that person is included, all of the people in the world, and he's got a heart, and his heart is included, all of the hearts of all people. This is the righteous man. Yesterday night, I was in Tel Aviv, and a friend told me that we were over there in Tel Aviv. He said, I feel like I'm in America. So I told him, you are in America. Because really, America receives the power from somewhere, and that place is in Eretz Israel somewhere. So actually, everything is receiving his Kedusha from source of life. And life is only in Eretz Yisrael. Life is only in the zone of Kedusha. Life is something that comes only from Hashem Yisbarach. So when there are husks and curtains and things that are, like we call it outsiders, kitsonim, that are chas v'shalom covering the Kedusha, so actually they're like leeches taking power from the Kedusha and passing it, pouring it outside from the Kedusha. This is why there are also holy places outside of Eretz Yisrael, that you can smell Avir Ad Eretz Yisrael, that you feel over there in the mountains, in high places, in holy places, in clean places. You can feel like there are cities that have been called small Jerusalem and other places in the world that called Jerusalem, and they receive the power from the Kedusha. It's written on Beit HaMikdash that when it's been ruined, so spiritually the sparks exploded and fly in the air to all and been spread in all of the world, and in every place that there was a spark, so over there they built with the generations, with the years, a Beit Knesset or a Beit Midrash in that place, exactly. This is why it's called the Beit Mikdash Me'at, a small Beit Mikdash, because it's from the real parts of Beit HaMikdash. So the Kedusha also been spread in the world. This is why Am Yisrael are going in the world to collect, to pick, bring up back those parts that been spread, that been fell to those low places, and then bringing them back. How you bring them back? When you make Aliyah. When you make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, you bring all of your parts that you collected with you. If you're not making Aliyah, upgrade all of those sparks, you're not coming up back to Eretz Israel, So you are down with all of those parts over there in that place that you are still collecting. It's good, you're collecting. Very good. So Rabbi said, talk to your family, make aliyah to all of those parts. So charity of Eretz Israel is greater and higher than the charity of outside of Eretz Israel. וכן יש שני בחינות תורה, and also there are two aspects of learning Torah. כי אין דומה התורה יוצאת מהבל שיש בו חטא, because the Torah that comes out from the breath of a person that is sinning is not the same להתורה, to the Torah that comes out, היוצאת מהבל, from the breath that comes out from the mouth of a person that is not sinning. מהבל שאין בו חטא, from a person that is not sinning. So immediately, without the Rabbeinu even going to say it, you understand that the one that lives in Eretz Israel is clean from all sins. Eretz Israel is purifying the man to do tshuva. Immediately. You're outside, it's a mouth that is sinning. Kol adar b'Eretz Israel domi kimi sheyesh lo eloka. Everyone that lives in Eretz Israel is like a person that got God. And the one that lives outside of Eretz Israel domi kimi sheyesh lo eloka. It's like a person that doesn't believe in God. He doesn't have God with him. You can say whatever you want to say. But it's a simple Gemara that is saying that. Also with that you need to deal. Ki ein adin nimtak, because judgment cannot be cancelled. Ve'en ha'olam mitkayem, and the world cannot be exist. Ela, just only on one thing, al hevel peh shel tinokot shel bet rabam, only on the breath of those pure babies, children, that are not sinning, because they're not in the age of being judged at all, and they're not sinning. So, when they're learning Torah, so that Torah is totally lishma, totally holy, and it holds the world, keeps the world existent and alive. כמו שכתוב בזוהר, like that it's written in the Holy Zohar, בזוהר הקדוש. הניצנים, הניצנים, how you say ניצנים?
Buds.
Buds. נראו בארץ, been revealed in the land, in Eretz Israel. אילין אבות העולם. They are the fathers, ancestors of the world. Et hazamir higia, time of harvest came. Kad ata idan lekatsatsa chayavaya min alma, when it's the time to remove, to cut off the ones that are the sinners, the ones that are guilty, to remove them, take them out from the world. Vekol hator nishma, and the voice of the Torah, voice of the Torah, been heard. Where it's been heard, Barsem, in our land. Da kala de yanuka de ravya de lae beoraita. This is the voice of those babies that are learning Torah. So, where it's happening, Barsem, just in Eretz Israel. So the voice of people that are learning Torah will sound in Eretz Israel as the sound of those babies that are not singing the Torah. Means you can be a grown up in the age, in your ID, in, of course you're a stupid little baby stuck in the age of 7 maximum, fighting to cross the border of 6 to 7. But in your ID it's written that you're 30, 40 and on, but still when you're learning Torah in Eretz Israel, it's going to count like that you're one of those babies that are learning Torah with no sin. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, Tore Zahav, the golden doves, and those are the golden Torah, golden learning, Uchtiv, and it's written, Ve'asita Shnaim Kiruvim Zahav, you made two angels of gold, Al Yedei Kala Deyanuka Deravya, by the voice of those holy babies, Nitgalu Ha'avot Ba'olam Lehagen, the ancestors been revealed in the world to protect by the merit of wonderful, by the merit of those babies, those holy babies that are learning Torah, And like we saw now, we're talking about those people that are sitting and learning Torah in Eretz Israel, dedicating their lives to live in Eretz Israel, to learn Torah in Eretz Israel. By that merit, the Holy Father could reveal themselves to protect Am Yisrael. Think about it. What a merit a man can achieve by sitting and learning, dedicating his life to the Limud Torah. Nimtza, now we found, we can understand. Kshata rotze sheit galu al yadcha. When you want that the ha'avot ba'olam, that you want that the ancestors is going to be revealed by you in the world, כדי לדחות הדין והחושך, to reject, because you want to reject the judgment and darkness, שכחה וסכלות, שכחה, forgetting, what? Forgetfulness, וסכלות, stupidity I'm using all of the time, מן העולם, from the world, if you want to reject that, so for that you need to reveal the merit of the Holy Father to bring them to the world. צריך שיהיה לך, so you need to have hevel she'en bochet, that breath that doesn't contain no sin, is pure, is clean. ועל ידי צדקה זה ארץ ישראל, and by charity of ארץ ישראל, supporting the תלמידי חכמים that sit and learn Torah in ארץ ישראל. תכלול עצמך באווירה דארץ ישראל. You're going to include yourself in the air of ארץ ישראל. Means, first of all, us, Baruch Hashem, that we sit here and learn, we don't need to worry. Rabbeinu is not even talking about that. This is obvious, if you're in ארץ ישראל. Now Rabbeinu is giving an advice to someone that is still collecting, that he's in the job of collecting those holy sparks over there in Seattle, and he has to be there to keep on collecting, what can he do? So, Rabbeinu gave him an advice. What's the advice? Donate. You need to support. You need to hold to keep Talmidei Chachamim. Yes, yes, yes. We're teaching straight. We're not, Chas Shalom, twisting. This is what the Rabbeinu is saying. Everyone should take the Torah lemaisa to understand what the Rabbeinu is talking to us. Everyone needs to have that merit to include himself in Eretz Yisrael. Because if you're not including yourself in Eretz Yisrael, you are domeke mishem lo eloka. It's like you don't have God. It's horrifying. It's frightening. What you gonna do? What a man gonna answer in Judgment Day? What you gonna do? Everyone needs to think about that. Every day you need to remind yourself what I'm gonna answer to the Creator in the world to come. How I'm gonna answer the Creator on that question. Why you didn't come to make Aliyah, to come to live in Jerusalem city, close to Yeshiva Chut Shel Chesed, in front of the Western Wall, 5-7 minutes walk from the Western Wall. Why you didn't make it Bodeviot in Shmuel HaNavi, in the tune of Yehuda Zev Lebovich? Why? Where were you? What were you doing? Questions! If you have an answer, I was collecting in Seattle, wonderful, so you can answer. But if you don't have those answers, what are you going to do? If you live in New York, what? There is something to collect in New York. There are still sparks in New York. What are you going to answer? Yes, there are. There are. Okay, so you have an answer. The Gemara is saying, if someone is going to ask you, where is your God? You should tell him, in the biggest city of Rome, in New York. So, you have God. You have an answer. Yeah, just need to find the answer. The Gemara is telling us that we need to remember our name in Judgment Day. For that, we're mentioning, reminding ourselves 3 times a day what's our name, that we're not going to forget our name in Judgment Day. So, also you think you're going to be able to answer on the question I'm going to ask you. What's your name?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Screaming!
It can take years until you're going to remember your name. It can take years from the fear, from the anxiety that you don't remember your name. It's all blank. You don't know. You don't... Where am I? Where am I? This is why I'm telling you all of the time. You need to remember who you are. You need to seek for who you are. You need to find yourself that you're going to know who you are. And then Judgment Day is going to be obvious. You're going to know. This is me. This is what that I was doing. It's me. I'm complete with myself. I know who I was. Yesterday, Baruch Hashem, in that drive to Tel Aviv, that we went to collect some sparks in Tel Aviv, So we talked, Baruch Hashem, on that merit of Moshe Rabbeinu that we spoke about already before. That Moshe Rabbeinu, what got into Moshe Rabbeinu that he decided to throw the holy tablets and to break them? When can a man find that crazy courage to do something like that? You just received the holy tablets from the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that been made by him. The stone been made by him. Been carved by him. The Etzba Elokim Charut al Haluchot. The finger of God carved the letters from the holy tablet. It's the first Sefer Torah that's been written by the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, been given to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. You're just a messenger, Moshe. You're just working here. You're nothing. You not exist. And you've just been commanded by the Creator to hand the Torah to Am Yisrael. And you, against that commandment, against that order, decide to take those holy tablets and to throw them down to the ground. Like to burn the first Sefer Torah that's been written by God. Where in the world a person can find that courage to do that? Finally, we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the fact, told him, Yeshar kochacha sheshibarta, I'm praising you on the fact that you broke that holy tablet. You, mamash, aimed to my intention, to my will. It was the right thing to do. But where Moshe Rabbeinu found that power to do that crazy act? The answer is only in the simple concept of believing himself. Moshe Rabbeinu knew in 100% that he wants to serve Hashem. And because that he didn't have no doubt on that, every understanding that he had in Avodat Hashem, it was clear for him that it's the will of Hashem. And when Hashem put him in a situation that he had to choose, and he didn't have no one to ask, because Hashem was already hiding his face in that time, Hashem went to punish the people. This is it. Hashem wasn't talking to Moshe Rabbeinu anymore in that place. He couldn't ask him. It was darkness. It was the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was all alone and he had to choose by himself. This is the main time that the free choice has been revealed in the world. How are you going to choose? Only if you're working on that, on to believe in yourself, to believe that inside of you there is a holy soul, that holy soul just wants to connect itself back to Hashem Yitzbarach, you can count on yourself. But if you don't believe in that, and if you follow your yetzarim, your desires, your lust, your all of the stupidity of this darkness of this world, so you cannot count on yourself in that time. You cannot. Only if you purified yourself so much that you know that you're working from your soul and not from your body, you can count on yourself in 100%, even on things that are against all of the obligations, against all logic. Because you know that it cannot be that I'm going to do something wrong against Hashem, because I love Hashem. This is the greatness of a person that is doing tshuva. Because to come to that understanding, really to find yourself, it has to be only after a long process of tshuva. Why? Because Rabbeinu is promising to us on that if a man going to judge himself every day, the righteous man going to lead him in a path that is connected to the roots of his soul, going to bring him to his purpose, going to bring him to his tikkun. If he going to confess, why? Because what's the confession that tshuva is doing? He's removing the husks, removing the blockings, all of the curtains that are blocking from you the light of your soul. So when you do tshuva, and when you confess, you remove that darkness, all of those husks that are blocking the light of your soul, and another tshuva reveals the light of your soul, and you can understand who you are. And when you understand who you are, you find Hashem. You find the light of the soul. The light of the soul illuminates the importance of connecting yourself to your guide, to the light of the tzaddikim, righteous people, and to the light of the Torah. And then you connect yourself as much as you can to those pipes, that is the righteous people and the Torah HaKadosha, now you can receive what you receive from them, the light of Hashem. The light of Hashem that illuminates in the Torah, that illuminates in the Tzaddikim. And you receive it, and you connect it to Hashem Yitbarach, so you can find Hashem Yitbarach inside of yourself. And it what it depends only in one thing, in your tshuva. If you're doing tshuva, and how you're going to know if you're doing tshuva, or if you're just chasing after yourself and blaming yourself and slaughtering yourself daily, if after that you do tshuva, you're happy, you made tshuva. Why? Because you remove that burden of avonot from your back. You feel light, you feel free, you feel happy, you feel closer to Hashem. But if after the tshuva you're all broken, and you feel so far, and you're disoriented from Hashem Yitbarach, because all of the sin, so you were just chasing after yourself, and you add more sin, because you were talking Lashon Hara on yourself, and you didn't believe in Hashem Yitbarach that He can help you. A chidush for the Kohanim. In Birkat Kohanim we're saying, Yevarchecha Hashem Yishmerecha. It's called Birkat, blessing of the Kohanim blessing Am Yisrael. But in the end, when we're saying Birkat Kohanim, we're saying, V'samu et shemi al b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avarechem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to the Kohanim, put my name on b'nei Yisrael, and I'm going to bless them. When a Kohen is blessing Am Yisrael, he has to follow that commandment of putting the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Am Yisrael, and to believe in that promise that Hashem is saying to the Kohen, V'ani avarechem, and I'm going to bless them. The Kohen is not blessing. Hashem is blessing. V'ani avarechem. Hashem is blessing Am Yisrael through the Kohanim. So when the Kohen is standing on the stage now to bless Am Yisrael, if he's standing with his self-pity, that he feels that Am Yisrael are so low, and mamash, they need blessing, and I'm going to bless them now, that Hashem is going to help them all to find their shiduchim, and to have parnasa, and to be healthy. It's coming only because of lack of faith. He doesn't believe Ani Avarechem, that I'm going to bless them. When the Kohen is standing on the stage to bless the bless Am Yisrael, he doesn't need to bless. He needs to strengthen Am Yisrael to believe that Yevarchecha Hashem Vishmerecha. I'm telling you, guys, Yevarchecha Hashem Vishmerecha. Hashem going to bless you. He's going to protect you. יאר השם פנה ולכה, יישא השם פנה ולכה ויחונקה, יאר השם פנה ולכה ויעשה לך שלום. Those things gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I'm not blessing you that it's gonna happen to you. There is a promise. I don't need to bless you if Hashem already promised that. And Hashem said, ואני אברכם, I'm gonna bless them. The reason that the Kohen is blessing is because that he doesn't believe in the promise. You don't need to say to Am Yisrael, Mashiach will come. We're not praying that Mashiach will come. We know that Mashiach will come. We can ask that it's going to happen early, that it's going to happen in our days, that it's going to happen with mercy. You can pray on how. But the fact that it's going to happen, you don't need to pray that Mashiach will come. Mashiach will come. If you will want it, and if you will not, going to want it. You cannot stop Mashiach. I spoke with a righteous man, I don't want to mention his name, on that topic. So he told me that he received a ticket from the IRS that they want to take, a huge amount of money. And I saw him tearing that paper and throwing it to the garbage. So I told him, Arab, what are you doing? It's okay, everything's okay. He said, yes, look. If they got permission from heaven to take for my house stuff, can I stop them? I cannot. And if they don't have the permission to touch my stuff, so can they touch something? They cannot do nothing. So what do I need to look at that paper? We're praying, Baruch Hashem, but there's nothing gonna happen. Need to believe. Need to count on Hashem. To know. Hashem is with us. We're coming to this world to reveal the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's here. Not that it's going to come. Hashem is here. Hashem is in the presence. When we're saying, to when the Kohanim, the obligation, the Samuel Shemi, my name, Al Bnei Israel, on Bnei Israel, what's the name of Hashem? Havaya, present, Hoveh, He's here, He's now, He's here, in the present, He's with you, Hashem is with you, inside of you. Don't go nowhere, just concentrate, just... If a man would just understand in front who is standing when he's about to pray Shemona Yisrael, when he's doing it for the dude, he would shake. You would shiver, you say? Yes?
Tremble.
What?
Tremble.
Tremble. Because of what? Because Hashem is here. In the present. Hashem is with you. Hashem is close to you. Hashem accepts your prayers. Hashem is inside of you. You smell Hashem. You see Hashem. You breathe Hashem. You taste Hashem. You hear Hashem. You feel Hashem. Everything is Hashem. Nothing except of Hashem. So you need to climb somewhere. You need to go somewhere. You don't need to do nothing. You need to see Hashem Yitbarach Shiviti Hashem Nenezita me, to see Hashem Yitbarach in front of me. Always Hashem is talking to me. Hashem is listening to me. Hashem is talking through my mouth. Hashem is inside my heart talking to me from my heart. Lecha amar libi bakshu panai. Rashi is explaining over there that the heart is commanding you, means talking to you from the voice of Hashem. It's a prophet. You have an inner prophet that always speaks, that always tells you what to do. Bina gives you understanding, always talking to you. The kidneys gives you advice all of the time. Go to the right, go to the left, don't do this, don't do that. All of the time. You just need to focus. What's the voice of Hashem? And the voice of Hashem, lo berash, not coming in huge sound. The voice of Hashem is not coming through fire, not through clouds. The voice of Hashem is called Mama Daka. It's coming in silence, in quiet. You have to be in a quiet place. Spend time with the Creator. To go without a watch. Take off your watch and go to the field. Like that, free from every obligation. Going. You have a meeting with the Creator. You have to speak with the One that created heaven and earth. Realize that. You come to ask on your Parnasa. You come to ask on your Shalom Bayit. From the One that created heaven and earth. The clouds, the trees, the squirrels, the peanuts. Everything. He made everything happen. You think He cannot change something about your Parnasa? It's not a problem. You're talking to the Creator. You don't believe in that. So you need to talk to Him about your faith, about your confidence. How can it be that it's hard for me to believe in you? Like that righteous man that was crying to Hashem, how can it be that I received eyes that have been pulled down to this world from Enei Hashem, from the eyes of Hashem, Asher Hem HaMeshotetot B'chol HaAretz, that they are going and wandering in all of the land, in all of the world. And my eyes receive their power from your eyes, from Enei Hashem. It's written, Enei Hashem LaTzadikim, that Hashem gives His eyes to the righteous people. And I cannot see through walls. I damaged my eyes, I defected my eyes so much that they are so limited, that they are so defected. I defected your eyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, so much that I cannot see through walls. I'm in such a low level. This is the truth. If you're not a prophet, if you're not understanding every moment, whatever Hashem is saying to you from the woods, from the trees, from the squirrels, from the rats in Beit Israel, from everything that moves. So you cannot see Hashem. So you cannot hear Hashem. There is a very important student of Rabbi Eliezer Shlomo Shik of the Maharosh. He's very friendly with the Maharosh. And he came to the Maharosh. And they were talking, chatting, schmoozing. And the Maharosh asked him, what are you doing when you're low, when you're broken? So that Avrech answered to him, I'm doing it for the good, I'm saying to him. So the Maharosh asked him, you know what I'm doing when I'm broken? and answered, I'm entering into my room, I'm locking the door, I'm lying on the floor, and I'm screaming to Hashem Yitbarach, bring me Eliyahu Navi! Bring Eliyahu Navi! And I'm screaming and I'm crying to Hashem and I'm kicking the floor and I'm beating with my fist to the floor until Hashem Yitbarach brings Eliyahu Navi. And I'm not stopping until He brings Eliyahu Navi. Live and exist. You can visit him in Yabniel, 5 minutes from Tveria, 2.5 minutes from Rav Meir Baal HaNes. To believe in that, it's not hard. You just need to do those things by yourself also. And even if you're not going to see Eliyahu HaNavi the first time, you don't know what you achieved in that day. But you were crying. That you were fighting on your tshuva, on your relationship with Hashem, to be close to Hashem. Fight on that. They're saying to you, you cannot do tshuva. Now you've been so insulted, you cannot pray, you cannot learn Gemara. Oh, I cannot learn, and this is it. You become to be like Chas Shalom Elisha Acher. Alright, so now it's time to celebrate, this is it. Back to New York, back to whatever. Back to Tel Aviv, I don't have a place in the yeshiva, they're not accepting me, I cannot sit and learn Torah, it's not for me, I don't remember what that I'm learning, I keep forgetting, I cannot pray, you've been rejected. If you've been rejected, it means that you're one of the husks, that you're one of the outsiders, that you're the peel of the fruit, that you need to get rid of it, to peel it before you eat the fruit. But if you never surrendered, and if you were insist, and you fight, and you said, no way, I'm staying. You're going to pray, you're not going to pray. You're going to eat, you're not going to eat. You're going to sleep, you're not going to sleep. You're going to learn, you're not going to learn. The main thing is that you're going to be in Rosh Hashanah. The main thing is that you're going to live in Jerusalem. That you're going to come to the yeshiva. You're able to open the book, you're not able to open the book. You're doing it, but you're not doing it, but is there another option for you except of serving Hashem Yitbarach in Mesirut Nefesh? So he took everything from Eov. Everything he took from Eov. And the wife of Eov came to him and told him, so maybe now you're going to curse Hashem and die. Finally. So he told her, you speak like one of the dogs. You're barking. When you received all of the good things from Hashem Yitbarach, we could thank him. And now, we were accepting it with love. And now, when Hashem is taking things that are not ours, things that belongs to Him, it was all belong to Hashem. It was from His loving kindness. It was all free gifts. Now when He's taking it back, you want to curse Him? It's the way of dogs. It's not the way of people. It's not the way of human beings. So now it's hard for you, so this is it, you've been rejected. So welcome to the Husks Club. You're part of the Husks Club. You're an outsider. But you need to put all of your powers to fight and to justify yourself, to believe in yourself. Even if you're doing things against Kedusha, you decided today that you were not going to pray Shachrit. I don't know why, you found a reason. In your weird life, in your crazy path of serving Hashem, in that roller coaster, that Hashem Yitbarach leads you in that way, today you could not pray Shachrit. It's weird, you know. To explain it to someone else, you cannot. But at least believe in yourself. That you checked, that you weighed that situation, that you measured, that you thought. That your real will inside is to pray Shachrit, is to put tefillin, is to go to the mikveh, to pray Nes, to wake up Chatzot, to say Birkot HaShachar with all of your heart, with all of your brain, with all of your soul, to do Mesirut Nefesh in Avodat Hashem, to distribute the light of Hashem in the world. This is me inside, the real me. Alright, I have Yetzer Hara, thank you very much, Bor Olam, I have it, I know where to eat. This is why it's hard for me to wake up in the morning and it's not hard to eat hamburgers at midnight. This is why. It's hard to go to the mikveh, and it's not hard at all to listen to music and watch YouTube all day long. It's very easy. All right, I have Yetzirah. I understand I have that Yetzirah, but it's not me. It's the pills. It's the husks. This is Berur HaMedame, that you clarify to yourself who you really are. Who am I? I'm a holy son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing gonna change it. Not the sins, not the depth of the exile, not the darkness, not the fears and anxieties, and not the whisperings, the horrible, horrifying whisperings of the snake, not the rebukes, not the insultings, not the failures, not the sins, not the crimes, not the blood, not nothing gonna change the fact that I am a soul that is connected to a Father with chains of love, with ropes of love. Nothing gonna change it in the world. This is what it Hashem done. This is the creation of the Creator. He made me to be a Jew. He made me to be His son. He chosen me. He brought me to this world. And I can say brachot on that. And I'm going to say, Elokai neshama shenatata b'tehorah, the soul that you gave me is pure. Even if I was contaminating myself for 120 years, I can still say that my soul is pure and it will never gonna be alive. Because your soul is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. And when you're gonna connect yourself to that, you're gonna live in infinity. You're gonna live eternal life forever. You're gonna spend your life with Hashem. This is it. Thank you very much. Thank you.